When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
KBJ Aperture Podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show Podcast.
Oh yeah, baby. Nothing but a fun little Friday here. Bird started off the regular show by karate chopping his drink all over the counter. Huge old massive tumbler, one of those big dogs like I got that Yeti, probably a good 40 ounces all over the place. And with no more beverage, he turned to beer and powerful beer.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I was going to drink today, but that kind of set a whole chain of events. And sometimes, Virginia, you got to roll with the flow.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you say you weren't going to
drink
it.
Roll with the punches or go with the flow?
No.
It's not roll with the flow.
So, first of all, don't tell me how to come on statements.
Look, I menstruate. I know about flow.
I hate people who correct me in public, and roll with the flow is kind of the new thing.
Roll with the flow. Okay, so you started something new.
It wasn't
a phrase before, but now you've combined two beautifully together.
At our next KVAJ. Our next KVJ event, I would love it if someone would put "Roll to the Flow" on a shirt.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fucking hammered.
Roll to the flow.
Roll with the flow.
Roll with the flow. Got it.
Yeah, this is what happens when you call somebody out publicly. They become defensive and it turns to nothing.
Roll to the flow. You know what? Maybe we could get Jacob to make a song. Roll to the flow. That could be something. This dude is really good with the AI. He's the one that created the Ricky Ralston song.
That song was amazing.
Yeah. He made that on this artificial intelligence site. And he sent another email. He said, yeah, I've got a few notes written down, such as Kevin Heaven and Beady Eyes in Paradise and Virginia's Big Round Beautiful Eyes with Pink Lies. So he's got a whole bunch of stuff on deck, but he said, I do have one here for you to tide you over. He did a really rocking version of Name That Nut.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is Virginia's infamous bit that she loves to play, where she shoots a bunch of nuts into Jay Bird's face, and you got to name which one. Even those are about eight different kind of nuts, typically.
This guy inspired me. I just spent a bunch of money on an AI program, and yeah. I've got some good stuff coming up.
Do
as
you? Okay,
well.
Yeah. It's amazing how it just writes up. I was even dabbling with one. I put one in the chat room the other day that anybody could use, and it's effective. You just type in a couple lines, and it makes it, man.
But not really. This guy, he's better than what he's leading on to.
Okay.
If you put this bullshit in AI, it doesn't give you a great stuff. He's got a music background. He knows what he's doing.
All right.
There's ways to make it better. AI is a very fun tool. Yeah. Me and Denny's are working on something I think is going to be next level.
Oh, great. Okay.
If we can.
I mean, I'm loving it because you can, you know, it seems like, you know, relatively quick you can get a product back, right?
There's shitty AI.
Okay.
And then there's legit really good AI.
This guy has good AI.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's his latest song that Jacob has created. This is the Name That Nut. This could be a great lead-in for Virginia's bit when she puts the nuts in the leaf blower and blows them into your face, Jay Bird.
It's the best bit.
Name that nut! Nut! Vicious V prepping up, name that nut. Palm full of nut, loaded up. Cackle queen revving up, the leaf blower blasting nuts all over Bird's face. High velocity nut shot. Name that nut. Nut, 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 nut. Face nuts for days, try to guess which one hits your face. No respect for personal space. Why does Kevin look so tense? This is Radio Excellence. Take it, Bird!
sounds like maybe a wrestling type of anthem or theme. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put on sunglasses and a costume, and I'm going to come out with the Mother Nutter 3000.
Yeah, we play that song, and then you're just shooting nuts all over his face.
So fuck yeah.
Yeah.
There's the scramble AI that gives you the bullshit. And then there's the ones where you can go in and specifically go in and make notes and make it good. And that's what he's doing.
Oh,
and
I that's got you.
How
you.
In my opinion, that's how you make AI good.
Yeah. I mean, what the two songs he's created so far have just actually been amazing. So
they're now going to have to be in rotation.
Yeah, I mean,
so
honestly,
good.
If we ever play Name That Nut, we have to play.
We do.
No,
I mean, that's a minute long. We may chop that down a bit, but I mean, that's pretty solid.
Oh, I'll be
that's
out of.
Good.
I'll be out of a job.
No.
Kevin comes on AI. He loves AI. If there's an AI versus Jaybird song,
that would do well at a live show too. Kevin coming on AI.
Oh wow!
Kevin will pick an AI song over a Jaybird song.
No way.
Yes, he
all
would.
Right. No. Get out of your beer. Get out of your feelings. You're good.
I would have said that sober.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, but I do think it. He did a good job with that. So thank
he
you.
Did
very
a great
much
job with it
for the submission.
The Ricky Ralston is still my top.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
going
to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I don't know what you beat that, but that was very good. So thank you very much. And I know other people have submitted songs as well, and I've enjoyed those. So thank you very much. All right, Cassie here. She said, if the new studio ever gets done, maybe think about hooking a bird up with a built-in deep cup holder. That could be a little accoutrement.
I went down there and looked at it this morning because I was showing it off to our guests because they do a lot of home stuff, and it is nowhere near done. I think our general manager had to yell at the contractors because it's going so slow.
Really? Yeah.
They haven't done anything in weeks. It looks the same as it looked a month ago.
Do we need AI to fix the studio?
Can we get a AI general contractor?
That actually would be amazing. Yeah. You know what? That's going to happen. People who do stuff and take that long, you're just like, well, if a computer will do it quick.
That's the point.
Maybe we should call Tyler Cameron.
Yeah. Who knows?
He's good at construction.
I know they had ordered, I think it was a company that specializes in studio furniture for broadcast studios, and they designed it, and I don't even know where it's being made, but that's what I was told the last time.
They also specialize in not showing up.
Right. Has been a while.
They've been on a break.
What did they think? I remember we thought the worst projection when we first started was May, right? Wasn't that when we were like, oh.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it'll be done way before May, but May at the latest.
Yeah.
I feel bad because we don't know what goes into all that stuff. Yeah. Who knows if something
goes. Our boss had to drop the hammer.
But I understand that, but you never know. You know what I mean? We're not in that world. Are we being dicks to be dicks, or are they taking too long?
Look. Don't give a homie a timeline if you're not going to try to stick to it.
Yeah. I think you should always give a 7-year timeline for any project.
It doesn't look like they've been in there in months.
That's fucking...
I keep looking in there. Nothing's changed.
It's not a radical change, and I don't think you're going to see it until they really start putting this stuff in. And maybe they got to wait on something to come in before they can do it.
My point is there might be something, because we don't build studios.
Whatever. I talk shit without any information.
You do talk shit. And then...
I spit shit.
Fuck it.
It was supposed to be done in May. It ain't going to be done in May.
You're right. Yeah. Fuck it.
Y'all might see that shit for Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. Here's your studio.
Yeah.
We may not be.
We might be fired before that.
We'll never see it.
The new show will love it.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Motherfuckers.
Are you drinking?
No, I'm just an angry menopausal bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so same shit since 31.
No change.
I think we do have a world record. The longest woman who's gone through menopause. 31.
I think there were some women, if I remember, when you first started talking about it, I thought somebody had said it took them years.
Yeah, some people go as long as 10 years in it.
That's crazy.
That's fucked.
Yeah, like a decade in that.
I've got the hot flashes under control. I just don't have a handle on the mood swings.
You never have, though. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying.
Oh, it's worse.
No, it's way worse. I agree. It's terrible.
It's amping up.
It's amping up. It's terrible.
I feel it. I know it. I'm self-aware. I know I'm a fucking lunatic.
I know. It does.
I just can't stop myself.
It's almost like. I know I'm a psycho. I'm stabbing you still. I know I'm a killer.
I haven't stabbed anybody yet.
It was like an analogy or a metaphor, if you will.
Maybe if I stab somebody, I would get it out and then feel better.
Oh, okay. You ain't violent. You pacifist.
I didn't start nothing, and I wouldn't start nothing, but I would finish it.
I think Virginia would. She's at a point where if we are in any kind of meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And something hits her in a way she doesn't like. I don't know if she could control herself with saying how she really feels.
He's right.
In her monologue.
He's right. I have no filter.
Me and you would stop and pause and talk about it after the fact and maybe come up with a strategy.
It's coming out right then and there.
Am I off on that?
No, you are dead on. I say everything to everyone.
Uh-huh.
I go to sleep with a clear conscience.
That's intentional? It's not like you can't control it? It's just that's the strategy you have?
No, it's a mix. I can't control it.
Do you feel like sometimes it's not the best strategy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
I'm self-aware. I just can't stop myself.
So I'm very understanding to the person that says, yeah, man, I did that shit and I know it wasn't the right move. The thing I don't like is I did it and I'm keeping it real. I'm 100, even though deep down you know you're not. And that is what is annoying. I'm not saying that's you.
I love to say I'm keeping it real.
I know, but I feel like that's what people say when they're a rat in a corner. They have nothing else to say because it's their whole premise is fucked.
Dude, I don't know. My brain is just weird right now. I can't even like figure stuff out.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like my brain is always humming and twisting itself on the inside. Like things and ideas and thoughts and plans. Everything's like humming constantly and twisting.
Let me ask you this.
So your mind is racing is what you're saying.
Yes. All the time.
Can I ask you this? Do you sometimes wake up and feel like some people are against you? The world doesn't get you?
It's not that.
Okay.
I don't feel that. I don't feel like the world is against me or I'm just like depressed or sad.
No, not sad. Or not that. Just going, man, I'm speaking my truth, and if they don't fucking get it, fuck it, and whatever. Do you feel that way when you wake up?
Sometimes when I talk to you and Kevin, I feel like that. But I know I'm sounding crazy, so I get why you don't get me, too.
No, it's not that. I get you. I love you. I think you're great. Everything's good.
It's all great.
Everything's okay. You're awesome.
It's all great.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Atoll vodka is delicious. It's basically the only vodka I've ever had that you can have it on the rocks and just sip it and not make a face. That's the great thing about Atoll vodka. It's a crisp citrus finish on a delicious vodka. Grab some for yourself today. Atoll vodka. I got it at Star Liquors right there on Indian Town Road in the Public Shopping Center all the way east. But you can also go online at mashandgrape.com.
Now, you had told me something about this rude dude.
Oh,
Virginia, yeah. That got a little dash of karma.
So, this is funny. I got a girlfriend. You know her. You both know her. She is a hairdresser. And in her plaza where she works, there's mm-hmm. other businesses. So, it's her hairdress salon. And then you got, like, you know, other little insurance guy, a real estate guy. And a financial advisor and a concierge medicine place. That's like, you know, fancy medicine, fancy doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you this much. There ain't no fucking sandwiches in this plaza.
No, there's no sandwiches in this plaza. He's right.
Boring ass plaza.
It's all business, yes. No food. And he's nothing been fun. There and been mad because they didn't have no sandwiches. So, what the fuck kind of plaza has no sandwiches?
It's just a weak, it's a whack. Weak ass plaza.
Well, it's business.
Yeah.
And you're about monkey business. So you don't get it. So the guy from the financial planning office, you know, he obviously thinks that he's just a swinging dick and he's God's gift to women. So he's walking around, you know, one afternoon and he stumbles into the clinic that is the concierge medicine. And it's like an upscale doctor's office. So you pay like all this money, but then whenever you feel sick, you go there, they see you immediately. Like you have the doctor on call. The doctor will come to your house if you need. Like concierge medicine is a new thing for rich people. They don't go to the regular doctor anymore. It's all concierge medicine.
Okay.
So this financial analyst guy goes into the concierge medicine place. There's a cute young girl sitting behind the front desk, and she's the receptionist. And so he thinks he's going to go in there and be like, you know, throwing his weight around as the financial guy in the place and impress her because she's young. So he walks in and he's like, yeah, how you doing? He's trying to rap to her. Meanwhile, she knows he's married because she's seen him before in the plaza. Yeah. So she's like, okay, yeah, hi. And she's humoring him. And he's like, so where can a guy get a blowjob around here?
What? He said that?
He said that.
Get out of here.
To the maybe 21-year-old hot young receptionist sitting behind the counter. But what he didn't realize is right on the other side of the wall, it's like a half wall, but it's open. And there's a lady getting an IV there. Uh-huh. And she can hear everything. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I know that guy. That's my friend's husband.
No way.
We play golf with them occasionally at the country club.
He loves a hole-in-one.
He didn't know his wife's friend was sitting right there behind that wall, and she called his wife and said, do you know what your husband just said to this 21-year-old hot receptionist?
And what did the wife say?
I don't know. I don't know that part of it.
Man,
I don't know what happened because I don't know them.
You hope she he probably got away with it, rich fuck. He probably did.
I hope he didn't, because if you have the balls to walk into a place and ask, where does a guy get a blowjob around here? It's a medical facility, you animal. What do you think this is, 1965, you fuck?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Times have changed. We don't talk to women like that anymore, you fuckface.
Well, we don't talk to anybody like that.
No.
It'd have been awesome if it was his wife sitting on the other side.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
But it was almost as good. I mean, it's his wife's friend. They play golf together.
Plot twist. She gives him a list of where you can get blowjobs at.
and here you go.
Sir, here's the list. There's 30 locations.
Is that included with concierge medicine? Because I know some rich guys that would totally sign up.
Everyone's on board and they know what's up. It's just a joke. It's levity.
Yeah, I'd heard that this is kind of the thing at a lot of high-end resorts as well, where the rich people will go to take what's called longevity vacations, where when they go, they can do biological age testing, poolside vitamin IV drips, and stem cell therapy. So the whole point of their vacation is to relax and rejuvenate their body so
that's
they can live longer.
Stem cell therapy. I think that's what got a lot of people, like your tigers. I mean, I don't know, but think about it. Think about how his body has been through so much, and then all of a sudden he's able to golf again.
Yeah.
A lot of people say if you've had serious injury, you do the stem cell, and it helps healing so much. And so imagine what it would help a regular person.
Right.
And IV vitamin drip.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Little carnal, if you ask me, from a certain point of view.
Oh, yeah. They say the prices can range from hundreds of dollars for shots and drips to tens of thousands of dollars for the more invasive procedures. So they might go and drop, you know, 50 to 100 grand.
I mean, it's like spa on steroids.
Literally, probably, because they probably are doing steroids as well.
Totally. Yeah, totally. But just think about it. If you've got the money, this is how you're going to live longer. This is how you're going to enjoy the years you do have. I mean, what better thing to invest your millions in than self-care on this elevated platform?
Mm-hmm. Got an email request here from Jeremy. He said, can we still have that gorgeous Virginia watch a movie this weekend that Jaybird recommends?
Whoa. What is this? So we watch you watch a movie.
Now that Crawfish is over, I do have time to watch a movie.
Do we kind of do like a Elvira After Dark? Google that, kids, if you don't know what I'm talking about. But we have Virginia maybe intro the movie and then we watch her watch the movie. Via Facebook live stream?
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that... Is that what he means?
I don't think it's what he means.
That's not what he means.
No?
I'm okay.
Not all, but, yeah.
That sounds a little creepy, what you're suggesting.
I think the numbers would do well.
Little, some guys probably would watch that, too.
A little voyeuristic.
Yeah, just watching Virginia watch a movie.
Let me guess, you want me in a teddy?
Yeah.
I think it would be great if you teddied.
Such an 80s word for negligee.
A teddy.
A teddy.
It really is.
What movie would you want me to watch?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Well, that's not going to help the bit.
Well, I don't think you're going to watch it anyway.
No, I do have a free day on Sunday. I could totally do that.
I've been wanting you to watch Usual Suspects, but...
Usual Suspects. All right. Is it on Netflix?
It's not. Is she going to like it, Kevin?
Has Panda seen it?
Yes, he loves that movie.
Okay, well then I'll get him to watch it with me.
She might be okay with it because she does, the Pulp Fiction. I mean, she likes that.
I do like Pulp Fiction.
I would say it's not so unlike Pulp Fiction.
Is it Mafia?
You didn't love it though. I could tell.
I thought it was decent, but I think that they really hung a lot of the movie on their plot twist at the end. And, yeah, I was like, okay.
And you're going in watching for a plot twist, which I don't think is...
And I think that's what was unfair for me. I had a different experience because I didn't know what the plot twist was, but I knew there was one. And so it dawned on me pretty early into the movie what it was. And I was like, okay. And at the end, I was like,
okay, that's not going to happen to me. I never figure out the end of a movie. I'm always surprised.
Okay, well,
I had
good.
Zero skill of figuring out, oh my gosh, the plot twist is going to be. Nope, never.
Then I wonder if I should give you a little sleepaway camp.
No.
What's sleepaway camp?
You'll hate me.
Is it a horror?
I think everyone will hate me.
I don't watch horror movies.
I mean, horror is so light.
Light.
I don't think you'd be scared of it. But yeah, do Usual Suspects.
All right. If Panda likes it, that's going to be an easier sell.
Make it a date night. Get some popcorn. Get, you know.
Yeah, we have date night tonight, too.
Fireworks over there in Tequesta, that means Panda's getting laid.
It's time to thank Panda for everything he did at the Crawfish Festival.
Oh, look out, Panda.
Heavy lifting.
Okay.
Do you think you'll still be belching as much as you are today when you get down for that?
If he's lucky.
It's so hot, right?
Would that stop him or slow him down, or is he powering through a couple burps in the face?
If he's listening to this podcast, let's just say he's hearing you burp.
Hears it.
Does his dick go inside of his belly?
He hears the burps. He knows what's up.
Okay.
He can tell exactly when I'm on semaglutide and when I'm not.
Now, are you going to have a couple of drinks tonight? Because that's when you get a little bit more freakier.
Yes.
Are you going to throw up on the side of your house?
So first, we're going to take Rocco bowling. And you know I love bowling alley cocktails.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Then we're going to wear out Rocco
then
go home and put Rocco to bed. And then you know what happens after that.
Boy, that is the hottest story my dick has never wanted to hear.
You looking to get it wet this weekend?
Not listening to that bullshit.
Laura said, hey, can we get a Fat Kevin Day if you hit 150 on YouTube?
Whoa.
Okay. Dude, that would be amazing.
Fat Kevin returns for one show.
Huh? That's 20.
And one show only.
That's 20,000 subscribers. You'll be 70 when that has to hit.
Yeah, 150. Yeah, we're at, what, 30?
Yeah. It's going to be a minute.
Can we make a smaller goal for Fat Kevin?
I don't know.
If we could get to 50, that would really be...
No, she said 150.
150.
Yeah. Oh, 150?
Yeah, 150, clean your ears out, dumbass.
Man.
You want to come for me?
How am I drunk and you're the mean drunk?
You came for me first.
What did I do?
Belching. I'm gross.
So is Kevin. Fuck this game. No way. Kevin started this shit.
It was you.
Yeah, fuck this.
That is a large number, but yeah.
It's a large number.
One
maybe we can set other little
What if we do 50?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I got to, you know, what defines Fat Kevin Day?
Kevin eats everything.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
150? I think we all have to 69 each other.
Good Lord. Gosh.
Not Virginia. Yeah. That's we got to get Panda involved with consent.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, 150.
You boys can 69 each other. I'll 68 and owe you one.
Kevin, let me ask you a question. If you found out, you knew for a fact, if we all just had a 69, me, you, Denny's in suits, just 30 seconds apiece in each position, so we're talking 60.
Pick your position.
No, bottom and top.
Yeah.
We instantly, as soon as it's done, and it only takes 10 mins, we get 150 subs on YouTube. Do you do it?
I think I'm probably going to pass.
You lost your heart.
And by that answer, we know you would.
Yeah.
You lost your heart.
He's got a dick in his mouth so quick.
He is.
You lost your heart.
Here it comes.
Man, I think Suits, poor Suits.
Yeah.
He's just going to have to take it as the low man on the totem pole.
And he's leaving soon.
He's leaving. So he doesn't care if we get one more subscriber.
He's going, I don't fucking want a part of this game.
What's going on?
What is happening here? No, I was just kidding.
No, you weren't. You are not kidding. I appreciate the heart.
Come on. Someone's got to have some heart.
Some gave all.
Jeez.
Matea or Maddie said, I'm in search of a new pizza place in the Village/Palm Beach Gardens area. I was wondering if Jay Bird could share his top recommendation.
I got to tell you where to go, Bird. You got to go to Civil Society in Abacoa and Jupiter.
Okay.
They just started doing pizza like two months ago.
Okay.
And it is delicious.
Okay.
Really?
Civil Society pizza. And not only can you have the great pizza, you have a fresh, delicious beer.
Yeah.
I am super impressed with Civil Society's pizza.
I'm seeing your fresh beer at more places, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're infiltrating.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of places. I know, for instance, like Pig Beach Barbecue, they've got it there. Cholo Soy has
Lighthouse
it there.
Mini Golf. I had one the other night with my dinner.
Okay.
Up in Jupiter.
All right.
You get the best tequila in front of you, or you get a fresh. Both so cold, achingly cold, to the point where it just makes your tongue.
Why can't he have both?
No. You only get one.
Damn.
What are you going with?
I'll tell you, it's the mood. And I find that sometimes I am in the mood for tequila. It depends upon usually how full I am, because craft beer fills you up a lot more. So if I feel full and a little bloated, I'm probably going to go with the tequila. But if I've just got that hankering and I'm craving a fresh, then that's what I go with.
I love a chilled tequila shot with maybe about like 5 or 6 like little drops of fresh lime juice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Amazing.
In there. I don't like to suck the lime after. I like to put the juice in the tequila and just... Oh, it's so good. Ice cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good to me. I'm feeling you. Somebody disagreed with Jay Bird's commentary on Burger King. Luis said, I believe Jay Bird could not be more wrong. Burger King is done. They just closed the Burger King on Linton and Federal, and every BK I see on the road is empty.
Damn.
I believe the BK era is done.
And I do respect his opinion, but I feel like he's only speaking on a South Florida, Palm Beach County kind of perspective. Does he know what's going on in Ohio? Does he know about BK in Iowa?
Good question. I think the headquarters are out of Miami for Burger King. So
I do think they are hurting.
Yeah.
I think before it's lights out, I think you're going to see a savior.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though. What the fuck do I know? Luis is right. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But their onion rings need to get better.
Okay.
They've lost a step in the fries. The small stuff.
Yeah.
If they get back to basics, I feel like all these fast food, they just got to go down in price a little bit. Even knock off a dollar.
I agree.
I feel like they can.
Well, they should, because the prices are getting out of line.
Well, yeah, I think that's with everything. Yeah, we had talked about that today. What was it? Popeyes is doing a 420 with the sandwich, and it's normally like 840, so it's half price. And you're like, going, man, that should be the regular price.
This is the same sandwich that just like 3 years ago was like $3.
That's why
I am not making that up.
When you say 420, we're going, well, fuck you, even on that price.
Yeah.
420 for a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
This ain't no Ale House.
No, it's not. It's not a sit-down restaurant. It's a Popeyes drive-thru.
Exactly.
And I love Popeyes, but Popeyes, check yourself.
I hear you. One of the things that's going to go on this weekend for some, checking out Taylor Swift's 31 songs on her new album. We went through the one, maybe of two, that she wrote for Travis Kelce, The Alchemy. And there's another one that apparently is on the Tortured Poets Department that maybe you'll want to check out. It might be a diss track in a sense. Thank you. It looks like Amy, A-I-M-E-E.
Oh, that's the girl from your movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. It says Taylor Swift hinted at a feud with a certain person speculated to be Kim Kardashian, comparing them to a high school bully.
Yeah, remember the whole snake thing that Taylor went through?
Yes.
That was all towards Kim
Kardashian. That was Kim.
That's what I meant with the snake thing, when I was talking about Kim Kardashian.
Right.
And then Taylor Swift. I thought Taylor Swift kind of labeled her as a snake.
Okay.
Hiss.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember they had the little snake emoji.
Was that Reputation
using.
Album?
I think we want to call it an era. Show some respect.
The lyrics of this song apparently suggest a tumultuous relationship and unresolved issues between the two.
I like when she's mad. Well, I prefer pissed Taylor.
I just know that she and Kanye were cool for a minute, and then she feels like Kanye lied to her, and then it turned into a whole fucking thing. Which
look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I like that song. I like that one.
Look what you made me do.
The two songs of that album I liked from her. She had two songs.
Are you ready for it?
Yes. I liked both of them. I did like that song.
That's my jam. I fucking blare that in my car. It's angry. It's like, who are we going to fuck up today?
I
love it.
I thought the man was cringy as fuck.
The man was
cringy. I thought it was pretty cringy.
I agree. Look, we're on the same Taylor page, bitch.
I don't think that'd be regarded as one of her bigger hits.
It shouldn't.
No, I think it was more of a, it was during the time of men are the worst.
Yeah, right. Now she likes men.
No, I don't want her to like men.
Oh, okay.
Ugh.
Well, apparently the other tell in this that Thank You, Amy is about Kim Kardashian is... Every letter in the title, Thank You, Amy, is in lowercase, except for the K in thank, and then in Amy, it's spelled A-I-M-E-E, and the I and the M are in uppercase. So it spells with the uppercase, Kim.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Easter egg.
That's it. So apparently that is a shot of Kim Kardashian. Look out.
The snake.
The snake.
Snake era. Man, I'm all on top of this shit. I watch YouTube, bitches.
That's you're going right. to be on top of Suits doing 69. That's the only thing you're going to be on top of.
That was a joke. But 150K, come on now.
150K, I think we make Suits do it. Suits, name your price.
That's a large audience. That, of
150K subscribers.
There are people that got 30 million. That's insane.
That
to
is
me.
Insane.
And we heard a story about sweet baby Lachlan destroying Denny's couch today and how destructive he might be. Colleen said, am I driving behind sweet Denny? She sees a black Jeep, and it's got a Miami Heat license plate. But the license plate is L-O-K-L-N in all caps, Lachlan.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I don't believe that's Denny's, but that's pretty cool.
But we love just fun little stories and emails.
There you go. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. All right, well, thank you very much for all the very sweet emails. I do appreciate them. You can always send them to us, mail@kvjshow.com. Burb, what is the final beer tally that you had today of those delicious gummy beers?
This is my fourth.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's 1 hour. Not even.
I'm still standing, baby.
Yeah,
you're good. You're good.
He's rocking. Oh,
I'm driving you home. You're set, bruh.
If anyone hated the broadcast today.
No, they loved it.
I always say, it's free.
That's right.
You got what you paid for.
It really is free. It's fuck.
Keep your receipt. Try to get your money back. You didn't pay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if y'all are imbibing this weekend, have fun. Be safe. We'll see you back here on Monday. Goodbye.